the game on Tuesday against Sully Hall set us up today to really have a go at them. I think it was probably a bit of a, maybe an ugly first half. We couldn't really get the ball down and pass it, but we knew what Sutton would be like. They try and break up play. They're very physical. They're a very experienced side. And I think for us to sort of hang in there maybe at 0-0 at halftime was a good lesson for us to be staying in the game. And then hopefully we said at halftime a little bit of quality would come through. And we did have chances in the game. We had chances to get the second later on, which I'm sure was very exciting for everyone. Probably not for me, but I think just to put in a defensive performance like that. And listen, we rode our luck a little bit at times, but I thought just the whole team defensively from the subs who come on just really gave absolutely everything. And that's what we want to create here. And even if we'd conceded late on or even if we conceded two, we gave everything we had to try and defend for the team and the club and to get those 3 points. And you can't ask for more than that. So,
what does this tell you about this group of players then, Anthony, that the league leaders can come here and they can go out there and put in a performance like that and pick up the 3 points? What potential does this group of players have?
Yeah, I mean, listen, it tells me what I already know about their determination and their attitude and what they're willing to give for the club to be successful and for themselves. They're all very determined individuals themselves, and you can tell that they put it all on the line today. And I think that if we can keep the teamwork going, especially, and get our passing game going, I think when we did get it down and passed it, we created chances. And I think today as well was interesting to see us on the counter-attack a lot more. Obviously Sutton are a good side. We knew they'd pin us back in the half, so to see us on the counter-attack, counter at pace, and probably should have scored another one was pleasing. So yeah, it was good to see that.
Don't like to single out individuals after a team performance like that, but two goals today for Regan Charles Cook, and he took the second one brilliantly, was on the Johnny on the spot really for the first one to nod it home. He seems to have settled in very, very quickly and seems to be really enjoying his football.
Yeah, he is. Well, the advantage of him and a couple of the loans that we've had have played in the league before, so he knows the league. He's played at this level. He's a great lad, works hard. He's very determined to come in and do well. He had a good pre-season with Charlton as well, so I really liked what he did today. And he started in the middle, probably in his preferred position, but then come out wide and really affected the game. And I thought with him there, we really looked like we could counter-attack and get up the pitch.
One disappointing aspect of today was seeing Louis Ramsey come off on a stretcher. Can we just ask the nature of the injury and how bad it looks?
I don't really know as yet. It didn't look good. Anyone who gets stretchered off never looks good. But yeah, hopefully you'll be okay. We'll have a look at it in the week. We're hoping it's probably one of those ones that looks worse than what it is. But I'm guessing you'll probably have to go for a scan and have a look at it, yeah.
And a big call by you ahead of kickoff. Ini Efiong out and Jamie Philpott in, and it didn't backfire in any way?
No, well, I think sometimes we underestimate the work that Ini Efiong's doing up there. I mean, he's played 10 games and played every single minute of every game, and it's physically taxing up there the way we play. He's always got two centre-halves on him. It's physical, and I thought he did well Tuesday night, and it was difficult to leave him out of the team. He set up Jason Banton in the week, but like the other players who have come off the bench, Charlie Carter's one as well, who could have been disappointed on the bench again, but come on and played a great part in the game, and him and Ini and Matt Young who come on did really well. So, yeah, Ini will be, he'll be disappointed not to start in that, but he's hungry to get better, and yeah, he's shown a good attitude with it.